It's scallop season in Maine. Maine fishermen have hauled in more than 450,000 pounds of the tender delicacy in each of the last 3 years. But the state produces only a tiny fraction of the entire U.S. sea scallop harvest. So to grow a market for its own brand of inshore scallops, the Maine industry is trying to sell one particular quality that sets it apart. Caroline Losneck has this story.
Just offshore from the Cousins Island town dock in Casco Bay, Alex Todd and his crew, Levi Glodin and Edward Lefebvre, are shelling scallops on Todd's boat, the Jacob and Joshua.
We get rid of the stomach and the mantle and all that, and just put the abductor muscle in the bucket.
Todd is one of more than 600 licensed scallop fishermen in Maine, of which about 450 are active. He's been harvesting scallops for almost 30 years, and chairs the Scallop Advisory Council, a panel that makes recommendations about the fishery. In Maine, a few dozen fishermen dive underwater in scuba gear to harvest scallops by hand, but the majority of scallops in the state are harvested by draggers, like Todd.
We tow the dredge. We call it drag. The federal government calls it a scallop dredge across the bottom. There's chains on it that tickle the top of the bottom and flip the scallops up into the link bag, which we tow a couple hundred yards behind the boat, depending on the depth of the water. And after, say, 15 minutes, we haul it back, see how many scallops are in it, dump it out, and start over.
Lobster is Todd's main focus, but like many Maine fishermen, he also catches groundfish and shrimp when they're around and there's a season for them. And as for scallops, Todd says Maine's inshore harvest has a special appeal.
You can see that they're still flipping, they're alive. We bring them in that day within hours, don't soak them in anything. They just couldn't get any fresher. Usually when you move them, you can feel them pulsate.
Most of what Todd and his crew haul in gets hand-delivered to customers, right to their house or restaurant. But some go to dealers.
Down East Day Boat is my company at which I try to differentiate the superior nature of Maine scallops.
Tog Braun's company focuses only on Maine day boat scallops, the kind harvested and brought to shore in the same day by fishermen like Alex Todd. Braun drives up and down the Maine coast buying scallops directly from fishermen and ships them to customers within 24 hours. Everything gets labeled with the name of the fisherman that caught them, the bay they're from, and the date.
They're coming from waters that produce exceptionally flavored scallops. Just like oysters develop flavor profiles depending on where they grow, so do scallops, but most people don't realize that because they're used to the waterlogged scallops from, you know, generic offshore waters.
Maine scallops only account for about 2% of all sea scallops in the U.S. The rest come from the federal fishery, mostly from offshore waters near Georgia's Bank, and are brought in by large boats that go out for a week or so at a time, catching thousands of pounds per trip.
There is a huge difference between a Maine scallop and a scallop from the federal fishery. Absolutely huge. So if you can show that difference to more people, then they realize, oh, wow, like Maine waters do produce something better. Maine fishermen have a better way of bringing in their catch.
Alex Todd agrees.
A lot of the big days at sea boats, you'll get a 8, 10, 12-day-old scallop before it reaches land. Plus, a lot of places soak them in some sort of solution to keep them fresher smelling, and they add weight to it.
He's talking about TSP, or trisodium phosphate, an additive that often gets used on scallops so they absorb more liquid, increasing their weight. Dana Temple owns Crescent Bay, a wholesale seafood company.
If you want to get the most out of the Maine fishery, you've got to separate it from the rest of the fisheries out there. You've got to market it from a standpoint of what it is, a day boat fishery that's traceable right to the source.
By differentiating Maine scallops from the rest of the harvest, Braun is hoping to build a market that can sustain the state's fishery.
You know, Maine's fishery is very small. It is a few hundred boats coming in with very small amounts of scallops at the far right-hand corner of the country.
Braun admits that her company's impact on getting more consumers to recognize how special Maine's fishery is remains small, for now.
I cannot buy enough to make a big difference. I make a small difference to a small number of fishermen, and I hope to grow that.
Recently, fishermen were earning about $13.50 a pound for scallops. That's more than three times the price they got in 2004. And Braun says Maine scallop fishermen should be getting paid for what she calls a super premium product. For now, she pays fishermen like Todd as much as $18.
If the price was still $7, or even at one point it was $4.50, you know, it just wouldn't be worth going with the price of fuel and everything the way it is. Yeah.
Both Alex Todd and Tobe Braun have seen the state fishery rebuild since scallop landings collapsed to an historical low in 2005. Landings have improved, in part, due to measures imposed by regulators. But challenges, warming ocean temperatures and acidification due to climate change, still loom for the fishery.
So we have a state water fishery because our scallops can live within 3 miles of our shore. To our south, by and large, the waters close to shore get too hot in the summer. So if our waters warm up too much, then that could be bad, especially for the western part of the state.
Meantime, Maine's industry will continue to work on its brand. Oh, and in case you're wondering, let's set the record straight on how the word scallop is pronounced.
Well, I say scallop.
Mainers call them scallops, and everybody else calls them scallops, which I find really annoying. There's another L there. It's S-C-A-L-L, scallop.
I don't know which one's right, but I'm going to say scallop.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Caroline Losnick.